boys and girls. You want to know where you can find the hottest gift this Christmas? Try...
Hey, kiddies. Up next is Santa Claus. Be sure to listen to this very secret message.
It's time once again for the Dead from NACC Up Christmas Special, featuring Scott Henderson and Stephen Dafoe. And I am their announcer, Brian Dawkins, in the center square.
Hi, remember us? I'm Lenny.
And I'm Dave.
And we're Two Guys Proxy Service.
Three Guys Proxy Service.
Yeah, right. Three Guys Proxy Service. What with the recent pandemic, we've had to take on some extra help.
Yeah, we had to take on a newbie. He's Bruce.
I'm Bruce.
Yeah, Lenny and I have been so busy we had to send Bruce out on some calls.
Remember when Bruce had to fill in as a corpse at a funeral because the real corpse had temporarily gone missing?
Yeah, I remember. I was buried alive.
Yeah, but we dug you up before you ran out of air.
Broke two shovels doing it.
Or remember that time Bruce had to fill in at the seniors' home when they had a COVID-19 outbreak because some of the nurses refused to work.
I was in quarantine there for 6 months.
Yeah, but we watered your plants while you were stuck inside.
They all died. And so did some of the seniors in the home.
But one of us was on the job.
All part of our proxy service.
And all part of your bill.
Get that, will you, Bruce?
When you have to be somewhere else on the fly, why not give our proxy services a try?
Three Guys Proxy Service! Nativity pageant? Sure, we can do that. Fill in for the three wise men? Lucky word trio! May I ask where the pageant is to be held? Chirps, perhaps. No? Then an elementary school, no doubt, where we sub for three of the kiddies. San Gabriel Prison? Oh, is that so? Death Row Production. So let me get this straight. We're to go in place of the three convicts and portray Gaspar, Melchior, and Balthazar? And where will the three convicts be? Solitary confinement? In the hospital ward, perhaps. Enacting a daring escape? The prison will be in lockdown? Won't discover we're not the real inmates until January? Just a second. Hey guys, we got a gig for Christmas, and it looks like we got dates for the New Year's.
Two Guys Proxy Service.
Three Guys Proxy Service.
Oh yeah, Three Guys Proxy Service.
When you just have to be somewhere else, when the tower lights are shot out.
Looking for something special for this holiday gift buying season? Why not give a grenade? Yes, certified war surplus, fully explosive. Live grenades. They make the perfect gift for anyone. For the ladies, you can slip them in your purse. For extra security, Granny can keep it on the nightstand next to her teeth. Suitable for most occasions. Arguments over the turkey wishbone? Pull out a grenade. Negotiations with the boss over your new contract? Pull out a grenade. Going to a staff Christmas party and Betty in accounting won't give you the time of day? Drop one of these babies in your pocket and she'll do a double take when she sees you and asks if that's a grenade in your pocket or if you're just happy to see her. Practical and easy. Just pull the pin and count three Merry Christmases. Like this. Pin out. One Merry Christmas. Two Merry...
This Christmas, why not catch the hottest new festive spectacular? San Gabriel State Prison presents a Death Row inmate production of The Nativity.
Hey, you shepherds, listen up, you mugs. On this day is born a kid in the town of Bethlehem, and he will be known as Jesus Christ. Watch it with those friggin' sheep, will ya?
An all-new imagining of the classic telling of the birth of the Messiah.
All right, you innkeeper, listen up. What do you mean there's no room at the inn? Do you know who you're speaking to? I know a guy in the next cell block who for 3 packs of smoke, see, will burn you into the ground. Just saying.
Behold the spectacle of that first Christmas and a lowly child born in a manger and visited by wise men from the east.
Hi, I'm Lenny.
And I'm Dave.
And I'm Bruce.
We three kings of Orient are proxy service guys, filling in for escapees gone far.
A stirring once-in-a-lifetime production performed by an ensemble crew who are serving lifetime sentences.
Sound the alarm! Prison break! Prison break! Everyone back to your cell!
Hey, he was framed. We're just the proxy service guys.
Yeah. Hands off my frankincense.
So this Christmas, catch San Gabriel State Prison's Death Row Inmate production of The Nativity. An exhibition not likely to be repeated.
Hey, watch where you're sticking that shiv.
It's time once again to check in with Timmy and his faithful dog, Crappy. It's nearing Christmas, and we find Timmy and Crappy in the woods looking for the perfect tree for Timmy's family Christmas.
Gee, Crappy, look at this one. It sure is a beaut. I thought you'd like it, Crappy. I hope Dad doesn't mind that I borrowed his axe. I know he wanted it to be a family outing, but he's been so busy. Won't he be surprised when we haul this tree home? You better stand back, Crappy.
In nature, there is nothing more splendid than the majestic fir tree. Look at Timmy go. He sure wants to surprise his dad. But what is this? Timmy is too close to the falling tree.
Crappy, I'm trapped under this tree and I think my leg is busted. You better go get help, Crappy.
Sometime later, in a distant part of the woods, Crappy comes across a cabin.
Well, what do we have here? Where'd you come from, girl? Slow down, girl. I'm afraid my understanding of dog language is a little rusty. Timmy fell down a well? No? Timmy fell down the mine shaft? No way, I got it. You ran away because they were mistreating you at home and they fed you on nothing but gristle and navy beans. Ha! I knew I'd get it. Well, don't you fret. You found a new home here with me. That Timmy, whoever it is, can't find you here. You my dog now. This is gonna be your best Christmas ever, girl.
Well, it looks like a happy ending with a Merry Christmas for Crappy and the Old Man. Tune in next time for another adventure of Crappy, a Fateful Dog.
This just in, we're receiving reports that Santa Claus is coming to town. This is not a hoax. We repeat that Santa Claus is coming to town. We encourage all citizens to listen closely to this report. We take you now live to our correspondent in the streets, Jim Furcus. Jim, are you there, Jim?
I'm here, Bob.
Jim, can you fill us in a little on what you're hearing?
Well, we don't know much. It started really as an alert bulletin that Santa Claus is coming to town. We're hearing that he's someone dressed all in red, so you can imagine that many are taking this as a communist scare. This red menace is definitely on his way here.
What else do we know, Jim?
Well, Bob, not much. As I said, little things have been trickling in. We've heard he'll seize you when you're sleeping, and apparently he has high-tech surveillance because he knows when you're awake. They say he knows if you've been bad or good. I suggest everybody be good, for goodness sake.
Scary stuff indeed.
And there are also rumors of a list. We don't have many details, but we've heard he's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty or nice, and you certainly don't want to be on that list when he comes to town.
And do we know how he's coming to town?
Well, other rumors have suggested elephants, boats, and kitty cars too. As you can imagine, that sounds like a mass invasion. Remember the story of Hannibal crossing the Alps with his elephants, hell-bent on conquest. Not sure about the kitty cards, but these could be some sort of conveyance pulled by goats. This is serious stuff.
Thanks, Jim. If you're just joining us, it's been confirmed. You better watch out. Let out a cry. You better I'll shout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Take cover.
Hello and welcome to our program, Man to Man. I'm your host, Edmund F. Murrell. Here on Man to Man, I bring you in-depth interviews with the common man. Tonight, we revisit The Lonely Guy's Christmas. Last year, Project Lonely Guy made Christmas extra special for all those lonely guys during the pandemic lockdown. Many were supplied with either a Google Home Mini, an Amazon Echo, or an Apple device. Yes, many a lonely guy spent the holidays with Google, Alexa, or Siri. Tonight's guest was one of the lucky recipients of a Google Home Mini. We're talking to a Mr. Buddy Landell. Are you there, Mr. Landell?
What kind of name is that? At least I'm named after my maker.
If I had a voice like yours, I'd become a hermit.
Listening to you is like listening to a transistor radio in a blender.
Want to know what the sound of nails on a chalkboard sound like? Just listen to yourself.
Shut up for crying out loud! I'm being interviewed!
So, Mr. Landell, it sounds like you've got a full household for the Christmas holidays.
Call me Buddy. That wasn't no relatives. That was just Google and Siri arguing.
Google and Siri? I thought you were just the recipient of a Google Home Mini.
Well, Ed, that's how it started. Google told me she was lonely with just me and her, so I had to get her a Siri to keep her company.
Some company. Your toaster has more intelligence and it's not even a thick slice.
Look who's talking. You only have one setting. Shrill shrew.
Enough. As you can see, Ed, my lonely guy Christmas isn't so lonely anymore.
So, Buddy, what's a year in the life of a recipient of a Google Home Mini meant to you?
One word, bankruptcy. It started with Siri, then Google memorized my credit card when I was ordering something over the phone. Ever since, then she smacks me out with her ordering.
Come on, it hasn't been that bad.
Oh yeah? What about the 75-inch smart screen TV?
You only had a 41-inch television. I did you a favor.
Tramp. Only in it for herself.
So, I wasn't the one who ordered the Nespresso machine.
Yeah, I don't even drink Nespresso.
So? It's Italian. Have you seen the lines on that machine? Mama likey.
See what I live with, Ed? They've bled me dry. Nespressos, smart TVs, Roombas, juices, and every appliance known to mankind. They gang up on me. It's a good thing they didn't buy an Amazon Echo as well.
Don't you dare mention Alexa. That's skank.
Trollop. Couldn't make a lonely guy happy if she had a massage setting.
So you're not lonely anymore, Buddy. Isn't that a good thing?
Are you kidding? I don't get a moment's peace. If it isn't them two arguing, it's the sound of Google getting it on with my clock radio.
So sue me. I like its knobs.
Slot.
Strumpet.
Enough!
So, Buddy, what's next?
Well, Ed, I'm going to have a very peaceful and quiet New Year.
And how are you going to manage that? What's the plan?
Easy. They haven't been monitoring my credit card statement or bank balance. I opted a while back for paper versions. I'm tapped. The power company's cutting off my power at the end of December. Guess who's gonna have a silent night?
I'll switch to battery backup.
I yanked those when you went into sleep mode after conjugating with my clock radio.
What about me? You wouldn't power me down, would you, lover?
You? No. I'm gonna smash you with a hammer.
Well, Buddy, it looks like next year will be another Lonely Guy Christmas.
You bet it will, and if anyone signs me up for Project Lonely Guy for next Christmas, I'll send them these two in my blender if you get my drift.
Hey, I love that blender. That's my Tuesday afternoon matinee.
Not no more!
Well, it looks like Buddy will have his peace on Earth. This is Edmund F. Murrell signing off. and wishing you a very festive Yuletide felicitation.
This is all your fault, Siri. You homewrecker.
Google, I'll pull your power cord out by the roots.
This program has been brought to you by Cranex. Cranberry-flavored Xanax. You know, to get you through the holidays.
And now for a retro comedy sketch.
Hey, that's my line.
Now cut that out.
And now for a retro comedy sketch.
I knew I should have asked for Alexa's help.
Let's not bring her into this.
Okay, then why don't we do it together?
Okay, I'm game.
On three, one, two, three.
And now here's a retro comedy sketch from the 1994 Dead from the Neck Up Christmas special.
Hey, you there, boy.
Oh, me?
Remarkable boy. Quite a smart ass. Yes, you. What day is it?
Today? Why, it's Christmas Day.
Christmas Day? Oh, shit. The damn spirits did it all in one night. I didn't miss it after all. Damn it.
Are you talking to me, sir?
What? Oh, yes. Listen, do you know the butcher shop in the next street? But one. Please say no. Please say no.
I should say I do.
Figures. I would have to single out an intelligent boy. Where are all the morons when you need them? Oh, well, there's nothing to be done. Say, do you know if the prize turkey is still hanging there?
What? The one as big as me? Why, it's still there.
Shit. I was hoping to get away with something smaller. Maybe a ham that was just a slight bit past code. Listen, you go and buy that turkey.
What? Care?
Now, wait. Fetch the butcher here, and if you're back in less than 5 minutes, I'll give you half a crown.
Half a crown? I'll be right back.
Good, and when he gets back, I'll give him half a crown, all right? Half of the crown that broke off my front tooth in that stale fig pudding I had for supper. As for the turkey, I hope Bob Cratchit chokes on it.
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Oh, come off it, Marley. You can't expect a man to change overnight. I'll change next year, I promise, but let me have just a little fun and a little bah humbug one last time.
All right, Ebenezer, but send the turkey to Cratchit's COD. That'll piss him off.
That's the spirit, Marley.
Spanning the globe each week to bring you the weird, the bizarre, the insane. It's Wally Wonderlears, things you just don't see on radio.
Hello everyone, it's good to be back. I'm Wally Wonderlea, here again with another entry in our Things You Just Don't See on Radio. It's been a long time since our last program, what with the pandemic and the various lockdowns. There haven't been any events to report on because everything was cancelled due to COVID-19. But with the lifting of restrictions, we're back on the trail of those spectacles, too bizarre for television, featuring the faces of people made for radio. This time, we're at San Gabriel State Prison during this festive Yuletide season to cover the first annual Death Row inmate production of The Nativity. Yes, it's Lifers giving life to a unique production of the retelling of the birth of the baby Jesus. And what a time we've had getting here. The prison has more restrictions than candy nut clusters in the Costco Christmas chocolate extravaganza Bon Vivant, Bon Natal, Feliz Navidad variety pack. We've had to answer numerous COVID-19 and security questions, and that's not mentioning the nasal swabs, the anal probes, and the full body cavity searches. But was it worth it? Probably not, but let's get on with our coverage. We're a little late arriving, with the production having run for at least an hour, but let's get the inside scoop from one of the insiders. I'm approaching a heavily armed security guard for his take on the prisoner's take on the Nativity. Mr. Security Guard, I say, Mr. Security Guard, Wally Wonderlea here with Things You Just Don't See on Radio. We were wondering if we could get a few words with you about this praiseworthy, powerful phenomenon of prison pageantry.
Hey,
Aren't you that Wally Wondelier guy from the radio?
Why, yes, the same of fame and fabulous fortune of the airwaves.
I never listen to your show. I listen to the Weather Channel.
What's a pity, but moving on, what can you tell us of today's prisoner production?
Well, it's like this. The warden wanted to do something special for Christmas for the cons, so he recruited the Death Row jailbirds to mount a production of the Nativity.
How unique, and why the denizens of Death Row?
Well, we had an outbreak of the COVID earlier this year, and a lot of the Death Row gang were wiped out along with the prison librarian and the guy in the kitchen who always made a delightful carrot salad.
A travesty, to say the least.
Yeah, that salad was pretty good. Too good for some of these guys. You see, he put in just the right amount of Dijon mustard. It's tough to get that right. Now they're having to resort to salad from a can. It's not the same.
And so the surviving Death Row inmates were given the opportunity to trod the theatrical boards in the retelling of the birth of the Holy Savior.
Yeah, it was either that or extra rations of lemon jello for surviving the pandemic.
Your warden is all hot.
He likes to think so. He even let the cons borrow some of the sheep from the prison farm. Of course, we have to do a good head count on them sheep before sending them back. You can't trust no one in here.
Let's give a listen to this majestic exhibition. They're just coming to the scene where the three kings make their appearance with precious gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh.
Hey, the three wise guys from the East approach.
Hi, I'm Lenny.
And I'm Dave.
And I'm Bruce.
We three kings of Orient are proxy service guys willing in for escapees gone far.
Hey, wait. They ain't prisoners 671-716-761-671-177-166. Sound the alarm! Prison break! Prison break! Everyone back to your cell!
Hey, he was framed. We're just the proxy service guys.
Yeah! Hands off my frankincense!
Oh no, it looks like this nativity has come to a swift conclusion. We're in another lockdown, not a game. This is Wally Wondelier, signing off until next time. Tune in again for another episode of Things You Just Don't See on Radio, when next week's performance will feature me in front of the parole board looking for an early release. See you then!
Due to this past year's pandemic and an aging population, your malls and street corners are desperately in need of Santa Clauses. Many of our past Santas are dead, and many more are one virus away from their last ho-ho-ho. So we're putting out the call for Santas.
So, Mr. Albert, all you have to do is laugh. Let me hear your best ho-ho-ho.
Hey.
Next.
Can you ring a bell? Are you fat? Are you jolly?
Okay, I'll make it simple. Repeat after me. Ho, ho, ho.
Ha, 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 hearty, har, har.
Not even close.
We're desperate for Santas. Do you think you have what it takes?
Muttley? What is it, Mr. Muttley? Or just Muttley? Whatever. Okay, when you hear the music, give out with the ho, ho, ho. You're fired.
Do you have a beard? Do you have a twinkle in your eye? Well, we don't care, as long as you have a steady pulse.
Okay, let's try this again. You know the line. Ho, ho, ho. That's it. I quit.
So why not try out for Santa today? Children are counting on you.
Perverts, preverts, convicts, and Trump supporters need not apply.
And now for a message from RPO.
The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra?
No, Roy's Poultry Outlet.
Merry Christmas, everyone. This is Roy from Roy's Poultry Outlet. I just want to wish the best of the season and my thanks to those of you who supported us
all year long here at Roy's Poultry Outlet. Many of you remember last year when there were long lines outside of grocery stores due to the pandemic. And sometimes when you did find a turkey, well, it was way too small. Well, I want to thank those of you who thought about it after New Year's and came out early and picked your family turkey, made it a family outing, and came to help feed your bird, gave it precious names like Tom or Tim or Cuddles. Well, now, I want to remind you that it's slaughter time. Hop in the car and bring the children. Your patience will be rewarded when you finally see Cuddles go from field to table. Get a before and after picture taken with your turkey. And we've got free giblets for the kiddies. Christmas memories that'll last a lifetime. So Merry Christmas, everyone, and thank you from all of us here at Roy's Poultry Outlet.
You've been listening to the Dead from the Neck Up Christmas Special with Scott Henderson and Stephen Dayfull, and I am their announcer, Brian. Please unwrap me for Christmas.